are now listening and watching, hopefully, to Circle of Debate. Because no matter where the time is told, in the end, everybody pays the toll.
We're here with Killer Cross here at PCW. You're about to face Tol Leone tonight, one-on-one. You're definitely confident you're going to come out with this victory?
Yes, but I was told in my contract it's not one-on-one. It's actually a tag format with you and me versus him. So if I want to tag you in and like I forgot my cell phone backstage or something, or I get hungry or I have to sign autographs, you can handle this by yourself, right?
Maybe, if they let me use my pool cue.
Well, if you lose, I'm going to break your neck. So.
Other than that, I definitely have a question about Control Your Narrative. Big time, since you started with them, it's said that Control Your Narrative is going to be the first wrestling promotion on the Metaverse. What are your thoughts on you being in the Metaverse as a wrestler? Wrestling in virtual reality.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that. So that's news to me. It's pretty cool.
In virtual reality?
Yes.
Will you be excited to be in virtual reality wrestling?
Lindsay's got a nice butt. He just showed it to me off camera. Sorry. He came in and he did it. You're getting raw.
That's too hot.
So that sounds pretty crazy. I didn't know that.
That's definitely part of it.
And I don't know how I feel about it, actually. Have you guys ever seen Lawnmower Man? I'm dating myself. That's a terrifying.
I love Pierce Brosnan.
Yes.
So sexy. We're all about the hotness here. So with CYN, what's your take on like a lot of people? It's gotten some positive reactions and negative reactions. What's your take on a lot of like the, you know, all the Twitter negative reactions CYN's gotten?
I honestly don't have one. No, seriously, like I don't have one. Like it's a fight club style wrestling show, and that's all it is.
It's the club.
They're, yeah, like it's crazy, dude. People become like mentally unstable over this stuff online, and it's not even true. It's not even real. So I don't really feed into it or read it or bother with any of them. it's crazy.
Good wrestling's good wrestling.
Yeah. Last time I checked.
Another thing I wonder, you know, especially your relationship with MLW, what's like one of the best things Court Bauer has ever told you?
Court's always been very complimentary of my work. I love MLW. It's awesome there. It's a great locker room. It's like guys that I came up with on the road years ago when we were trying to make it to a televised format. It's good to be around them again. They're still hungry. It's a fun environment. I don't want to like tell you what Court has like in what way he's complimented me, because I don't want it to sound like I'm tooting my own horn. And these dirt sheets love to take things you say out of context.
Oh my god.
For clickbait and ad revenue. You know what I mean? And that will happen with this for sure.
No, you won't.
But some guy who really needs to keep his job on some website who's a pseudo journalist, or he'll be like, oh, and then no one will watch this interview and they'll be like, oh, did you hear he said this? Where'd you see that? Well, I read it in a headline.
They type like, it out differently.
Yeah.
They add words in.
Listen, we need to get the world on decaf and give the rest of the caffeine to me. I do well on caffeine. But Court's always been very complimentary to me. He's a joy to work with.
With like recent news, I'm not sure if you know about this. Frey Prinze Jr. has a wrestling promotion up and coming. Have you given any thoughts to that, getting involved with them?
I'm giving it thoughts now.
another person, what's some of the best advice Triple H has given you from back from your NXT days?
Every single time I ever say anything positive about Triple H, like, he's just trying to go back to WWE. Like, you can't even compliment or say something nice about somebody without them thinking you're attempting to, you know? I have a million things that I can tell you that Hunter said to me that was really complimentary. Honestly, the thing that just meant the most to me was how invested he was in each and every one of us that he worked with. And, like, it wasn't really anything specifically that he said. It was just his attention to helping us all improve. And it was genuine, you know what I mean? Think about this. If you're financially secure, if you're a millionaire or a multimillionaire, or you're just like, you're not even a millionaire, you're just financially secure. Like, what drives you to put your best work forward if it's not money? you have to really love this. And that guy loved helping people. And that's the truth, whether people want to believe that or not.
He's like, a sweetheart.
I don't know if he's a sweetheart. He hits people with sledgehammers. He smashed Shawn Michaels' face through a passenger car window and then laughed when Shawn found out about it while chewing gum. So I don't know if he's a sweetheart, but, you know.
A little sweet and sour.
Something like that.
Sweetened with a little sour. I think another here's a little bit of a surprise one. What's a favorite Jesse Ventura quote? Since I saw your Jesse Ventura impersonation.
I ain't got time to bleed. That's the one.
He's dug in like an Alabama tick.
Yeah, that's a good one. He just doesn't have time for that. He's fucking busy. He starts bleeding, stop it. Immediately. Blood stops. Sorry.
One of my heroes, personally. Ivan, you had a question.
What so far in your career, what has been by far your defining moment?
Working Shane Haste on darks that no one ever saw that were so much fun in Florida. Honestly, my defining moment, having an opportunity to work on a global stage in the darkest part of the human history that we've lived through right now, being able to take people away from some really bad shit and entertain them for just, you know, an hour or something, legit. Like, we're joking, but I'm being very serious about this. Being able to create some sort of relief for people was like my proudest thing, for sure.
And just to tell you, like, even with or off camera, we thank you for what you've done for us, because you've done a lot of things for us. We have been big supporting fans of yours since day one, since Bush Underground days, to overall everywhere I see you, so keep on killing it, and are we going to see the future PCW World Champions?
That's the plan, and thank you for saying that. And listen, no matter what anybody says or tells you, I'm as awful as everyone says I am on social media. I'm the Antichrist. You know, I'm a real bad guy. I'm crazy.
You're a mercenary. You're the judge, the jury, and the executioner.
No, man. I'm a conspiracy theorist. All right? I'm crazy.
Like our hero, Jesse Ventura.
Yes. That's what we love
conspiracy
about.
Conspiracy theorist.
I'm not even here. I'm a hologram. This isn't real. You call yourself a patriot.
Yes.
Yes. Believe everything you read, and don't watch or listen to anything. Trust me, you'll be better off that way.
All right, one last surprise question. So, what is your favorite song to sing at karaoke?
Oh, shit. Honestly, it's Ace of Spades by Motorhead.
Yes! No. I saw the Metallica shirt earlier.
Yes,
so.
Big metal head. Dude, I had Metallica on a vignette in NXT. And it was the one, tick, 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 tock. That blew my mind. I grew up watching wrestling. When I was little, I'd have like my action figures and I'd put like a Metallica album on and have them play and shit. I was from the toy era. We didn't have all those fucking social media games and shit, which I am also addicted to as well. But coming out wrestling and having like my body of work in a highlight package of Metallica was awesome. I'm a huge Metallica fan.
Kirk Hammett. Dave Mustaine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Never forget Cliff Burton too from the beginning.
Shredding it up. Ron McGovney. The OG bass player.
Okay. So we're gonna go with Dave Mustaine too, or throw him into the mix too then. Listen, you wanna get nuts?